The solution was, of course, obvious. Shepard didn't want to guilt a woman into sleeping with him, fine. But he hadn't said anything about free-willed volunteers. If they didn't know anything about the situation, he couldn't say they were forced. And surely somewhere in Atlantis there had to be a woman who found John Shepard attractive on his own merits. The obvious person to ask was Radek Zelenka. "That is a very nosy question, Rodney. Why do you want to know?" "Okay, maybe not so obvious." Rodney scowled at the back of Radek's head, which was bent over his laptop analyzing the schematics for the hyperspace window generator. "Look, he's having a bad week, okay? He's in need of a little female companionship, so I thought we could find out who is interested in, we could drop a few hints, and then everyone would be happy." Radek turned his head and pushed his glasses up on his nose. "You know, the role of Yenta really does not suit you." "Oh, come on." Rodney turned his back to his own laptop and stared blankly at the simulation he was supposed to be running. He wasn't freaking out. He was fine. He just needed to solve this so he didn't have to think about it ever, ever again. "There has to be a woman in the city who wants to sleep with him. I know it's hard to understand, but women actually seem to like the unkempt look and the slouching." Radek tapped a few keys on his computer. "Since when is this your business? I believe the Colonel is capable of arranging his own love life." Rodney swiveled his chair back around. It was his business because Shepard made it his business, even if he wasn't thinking about it at all. "I told you, he's having a bad week. If he weren't, he'd probably be up to his usual ridiculous amount of flirtation, but see, if he weren't having such a bad week, he wouldn't be in need of so much female companionship, you know what I mean?" Radek frowned. "You're right. He has not looked himself lately. You're certain this is what he needs?" "Yes, yes, I'm sure," Rodney said. "Well, I'll see what I can do. Now about this prototype, I don't see how you've accounted for the amount of power required to open the hyperspace window. With a power source like an aqueduct, the sheer magnitude..." And the deed was done.